or comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
An extreme heat warning till 8 o'clock tonight for Neosho County. That does include Chanute. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 306.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
The Pentagon has identified another U.S. soldier killed in action in recent days. Staff Sergeant Michael Emmanuel Swinton, age 30, of Fayetteville, North Carolina, died during the controlled detonation of an Iranian drone in northern Iraq on Saturday. The incident, which is under investigation, comes just one day after the Pentagon released the names of two other soldiers killed in the war over the weekend.
Staff Sergeant Swinton leaves behind a wife and two children. In a text exchange with the New York Times, his mother said her son had a contagious laugh. He was a true jokester, she wrote, who believed life was meant to be lived to the fullest.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. We have news headlines ready for you at 3:30. At 3:36, Ebola is continuing to spread in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Health officials are having a hard time keeping up. It's killed nearly 1,000 people. We'll get the latest on that story. Then at 4:15, U.S. corn and soybean growers have seen negative profit margins for the past 2 years. That squeeze on the farm economy is unearthing memories of the 1980s farm crisis.
It was very tough times back then.
A look at how the support system for agriculture has changed since the 1980s and how farmers are still coping with risk. That story is coming up on All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org.
There is an extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for our listeners down around Chanute, down in Neosho County. Heat index values up to 115. At last report, it was 97 degrees, just without figuring in the humidity. Down in Chanute, a heat advisory until 8 p.m. for Allen, Greenwood, and Woodson counties, including Iola and Eureka. Heat index values in that area up to 107.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Support for NPR.
Teachers kept calling. Why the kids would cry and cry. They had different crying spells. They were sad.
That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Thanks for tuning into KPR this afternoon. We are just about 50 seconds away from our next update of news headlines. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
On what we can control, building strength here at home, supporting each other, buying Canadian, and diversifying partnerships abroad. We've signed more than 20 economic and security partnerships.
Prime Minister Carney said they will wait and see if the threatened tariffs go into effect in 30 days. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Officials in the Kansas executive branch say they are complying with a new state law regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. Kansas Secretary of Administration Adam Prophet told the State Finance Council that agencies already made sure not to have any DEI-related programs, training requirements, or job titles. To verify the executive branch did not violate the new law, Prophet says he searched existing job titles.
And none of the job titles contained any of those search terms.
State agencies have also removed gender-identifying pronouns from employee email signatures. The removal of DEI and gender-identifying pronouns fulfills a new requirement that lawmakers placed on executive branch agencies. A Kansas man is suing the U.S. Secret Service for allegedly shooting him while agents were returning fire at an armed suspect near the White House. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
25-year-old Benjamin Del Real Jr. was walking near the White House with his family on May 23rd when an armed man shot at a Secret Service checkpoint across the street. Del Real says he was shot in the abdomen by Secret Service agents returning fire. He says he's had two surgeries and has a third scheduled for next month.
That's been difficult in the sense that, you know, I've had part of my digestive system removed, and the implications of that are still uncertain at this time.
Del Real, who is in the Army, says he's uncertain he'll be able to continue his military career. The Secret Service says the agency does not comment on ongoing litigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
If you call 911 in Shawnee County in the future, the first responder on the scene might be a drone. The sheriff's office announced yesterday it's experimenting with drones to test their feasibility for future use. The testing began on July 1st. The drones have already been used to assist first responders at a fire and to locate a vehicle fleeing a retail theft investigation. Sheriff Brian C. Hill says drones could, quote, improve situational awareness and support emergency response. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine tomorrow, and it will feel much cooler with a high only reaching the mid-80s. We'll take it. The time is 3:35.
Support for NP.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The majority of U.S. corn and soybean fields are in good condition this summer, but many farmers are worried about whether they'll see a profit this year thanks to the high cost of supplies like fertilizer and diesel. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, the widespread economic stress throughout farm country is drawing some comparisons to the farm crisis of the 1980s.
In southern Wisconsin, not...
That story came to us from Harvest Public Media. It's the first in a mini-series they're doing called Tough Times, examining the economic stress that many American farmers have been facing in 2026. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
An extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for Neosho County. A heat advisory until 8 p.m. for Allen, Greenwood, and Woodson counties. You are listening to KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com/NPR. From the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. from Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at Cigna.com/better. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Some lawmakers are questioning conditions at immigration detention centers for people with disabilities. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 92 degrees in Topeka, 93 in Manhattan. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
91 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Atchison, 97 in Chanute. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We have plenty of all things considered yet to come. News headlines coming your way in about 12 minutes. At 4:36. The president has taken aim at Canada with his latest round of tariffs, hitting a variety of goods at 50%. So we will talk about that with Daniel Kurtzleben. We will have another episode of Life Kit, this time talking about skincare. I don't know if you've ever looked online and searched like skincare and you see people, they have, you know, their own little TikTok or whatever with my very simple 87-step skincare plan. Well, do you really need that much? Life Kit breaks it all down for you coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
August 4th is primary election day in Kansas. Each party will be choosing its candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate. It is a crowded field, but you can hear the candidates in their own words at our website. We ask them to tell KPR listeners why they want your vote. You can hear their responses right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:20.
Support.
When Riley first got detained, the kids' school teachers kept calling. Why the kids would cry and cry. They had different crying spells. They were sad.
That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We'll hear that story and the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
An extreme heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. for Neosho County. Heat advisory until 8 p.m. for Allen, Greenwood, and Woodson counties. The time is 4:30. News headlines are coming up in 30 seconds.
Graham is the only one with President Trump's endorsement. The special Republican primary is set for August 11th. Maham Javed, NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Republican former lawmaker says he has filed an ethics complaint against Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson, a leading GOP candidate for governor. In a statement posted on Facebook, former Kansas Senator Mark Steffen alleges that Masterson is campaigning for governor full-time while collecting a public salary as the director of Go Create at Wichita State University. WSU maintains that Masterson plays an active role at the Koch-funded makerspace and that he performs some of his job functions remotely. The university appears to have removed Masterson's page from its website as of this afternoon. Officials in the Kansas executive branch say they are complying with a new state law regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. Kansas Secretary of Administration Adam Prophet told the State Finance Council that agencies already made sure not to have any DEI-related programs, training requirements, or job titles. To verify the executive branch did not violate the new law, Prophet says he searched existing job titles.
And none of the job titles contained any of those search terms.
State agencies have also removed gender-identifying pronouns from employee email signatures. The removal of DEI and gender-identifying pronouns fulfills a new requirement that lawmakers placed on executive branch agencies. A Kansas man is suing the U.S. Secret Service for allegedly shooting him while agents were returning fire at an armed suspect near the White House. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
25-year-old Benjamin Del Real Jr. was walking near the White House with his family on May 23rd when an armed man shot at a Secret Service checkpoint across the street. Del Real says he was shot in the abdomen by Secret Service agents returning fire. He says he's had two surgeries and has a third scheduled for next month.
That's been difficult in the sense that, you know, I've had part of my digestive system removed and the implications of that are still uncertain at this time.
Del Real, who is in the Army, says he's uncertain he'll be able to continue his military career. The Secret Service says the agency does not comment on ongoing litigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
You're listening to KPR. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes from Kelly Walsh. You can find more tips about how to stay safe this summer at npr.org/lifekit.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we know asking guests direct questions leads to more complete answers. Questions such as,
how significant is that?
Why did it get to be so difficult?
And what do you think is going to happen next?
To really understand what's happening, you have to understand why it's happening in the first place. Get the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's easy to find. Just tune into one of your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Right here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We are closing in on 5 o'clock. At 5:01, we'll have an update of news headlines. At 5:06, there's a lot of confusion out there about the source of the Cyclospora outbreak and uncertainty on when it might be contained. What should you do in the meantime to avoid what sounds like an extremely unpleasant illness? We'll talk about it with Yuki Noguchi coming up here on KPR. Then we will talk about the new 50% tariff on Canadian goods being levied by Donald Trump. Just in case you were wondering, it is not going over well in Canada.
This policy is sort of doubly absurd. It's harmful for Americans, and it hurts the Canada-U.S. relationship.
Trump says the country has unfairly discriminated against American automobiles, alcohol, and dairy products. We'll talk to Christia Freeland about it coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
It's 10 minutes before 5. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is all.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Clarivate, celebrating the U.S. at 250 with educational and research resources about the people and ideas behind the nation's origins. Learn more at ProQuest.com. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and who've been building privacy tools for 15 years. They now offer Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. Duck.ai. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Some lawmakers are questioning conditions at immigration detention centers for people with disabilities. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock.
Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
90 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Atchison, 94 in Abilene. It is 5:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us today. We have news headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. At 5:36, Ebola is continuing to spread in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Health officials are having a hard time keeping up.
The contact tracing is not as expansive as should be, and there's probably a lot more cases that we're missing.
We'll tell you what we know at this hour about an outbreak that has already killed nearly 1,000 people. Then at 5:44, we will talk about the squeeze on the farm economy. It's gotten so bad, a lot of people are bringing up the 1980s farm crisis. Harvest Public Media talks about what is going on with U.S. corn and soybean growers and the status of the tough times hitting the agriculture industry. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s, which will feel refreshingly cool after the past few days. We have a 40% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s, 70% chance of showers and storms Thursday morning. It's 5:20.
amputee launched a national campaign.
When Riding first got detained, the kids' school teachers kept calling. Why the kids would cry and cry. They had different crying spells. They were sad.
That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
News headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 90 degrees in Topeka, and it is 5:30.
To weigh in, Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Republican former lawmaker says he has filed an ethics complaint against Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson, a leading GOP candidate for governor. In a statement posted on Facebook, former Kansas State Senator Mark Steffen alleges that Masterson is campaigning for governor full-time while collecting a public salary as the director of Go Create at Wichita State University. WSU maintains that Masterson plays an active role at the Koch-funded makerspace and that he performs some of his job functions remotely. The university appears to have removed Masterson's page from its website as of this afternoon. A Kansas man is suing the U.S. Secret Service for allegedly shooting him while agents were returning fire at an armed suspect near the White House. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has the details.
25-year-old Benjamin Delreal Jr. was walking near the White House with his family on May 23rd when an armed man shot at a Secret Service checkpoint across the street. Delreal says he was shot in the abdomen by Secret Service agents returning fire. He says he's had two surgeries and has a third scheduled for next month.
That's been difficult in the sense that, you know, I've had part of my digestive system removed, and the implications of that are still uncertain at this time.
Delreal, who is in the Army, says he's uncertain he'll be able to continue his military career. The Secret Service says the agency does not comment on ongoing litigation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Lawrence Planning Commission has recommended annexing nearly 300 acres of land for a new housing development. The Lawrence Times reports the commission voted to recommend the annexation last night. The land is located on the western edge of the city, southwest of the intersection of 6th Street and K-10. A developer, Land Plan Engineering, would like to construct single-family and multifamily homes on the land. The proposal still needs to be approved by the city commission. An extreme heat warning is in effect until 8 p.m. for Neosho County, a heat advisory until 8 p.m. for Allen, Greenwood, and Woodson counties. Tonight, otherwise clear skies with low in the mid-60s, a more comfortable feeling high in the mid-80s is forecast for tomorrow. It's 5:35.
Support for it.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The majority of U.S. corn and soybean fields are in good condition this summer, but many farmers are worried about whether they'll see a profit this year thanks to the high cost of supplies like fertilizer and diesel. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, the widespread economic stress throughout farm country is drawing some comparisons to the farm crisis of the 1980s.
In southern Wisconsin, thinking about next summer, despite months of work ahead to get to this year's harvest, he's already looking to lock in prices for some supplies with the hope of guarding against future increases.
Everything we do is managing risk, and there's a cost to that.
He might end up paying too much if the cost of fuel or fertilizer comes down, and it's hard to predict what will happen to crop prices before next season. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
This story is the first in a mini-series called Tough Times. Harvest Public Media will be looking at the economic stress that many American farmers are facing in 2026. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth testified in the Senate today. It's the first time since May that anyone has had a chance to ask questions in public about the escalating war in Iran. Quill Lawrence has the story coming up right here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org.
It's 10 minutes before 6. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is All Things Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com/NPR. From the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. From Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
Some lawmakers are questioning conditions at immigration detention centers for people with disabilities. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.